hour to go. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Two associates of Sam Bankman-Fried have pleaded guilty to criminal charges and are cooperating with prosecutors.
The Southern District of New York has filed charges against Caroline Ellison, the former CEO of Alameda Research, and Gary Wang, a co-founder of FTX, in connection with their roles in the frauds that contributed to FTX's collapse.
U.S. Attorney Damian Williams. Ellison is the former CEO of Alameda Research, a trading firm started by Bankman-Fried. Wang is co-founder of FTX. And Bankman-Fried just arrived back in the U.S. Wednesday night after being extradited to face criminal charges. Congress enthusiastically welcomed Ukrainian President Zelensky to Capitol Hill.
Standing defiant in the House of Representatives, President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country did not fall to Russia's military invasion.
Ukraine is alive and kicking.
Zelensky spoke to U.S. lawmakers to offer thanks and make the case for continued military support.
I know that everything depends on us, on Ukrainian armed forces, yet so much depends on the world. So much in the world depends on you.
Zelensky concluded his speech by presenting the Congress with a Ukrainian battle flag signed by Ukrainian troops fighting on the front line. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Senators left the joint congressional session with Zelensky and got back to trying to pass a spending bill to avert a government shutdown at 12:01 Saturday morning and fund the government through September. And rising consumer confidence gave stocks a boost. The Dow jumped 526 points. The Nasdaq rose 162. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Forecasters say a dangerous blizzard will become a bomb cyclone as it wallops the Midwest this week and spreads damaging winds to the east.
Flights are being impacted as a winter storm moves from the northwest across the Rockies and into the plains. But Arctic air is following the storm, so with snow and wind and rain will come freezing temperatures. By Friday, for example, the high forecast for Atlanta, Georgia is 24 degrees. Snow is expected Thursday into Friday in Chicago, where O'Hare Airport is a major connecting hub, with a high temperature there on Friday expected to be 2 degrees. While the weather will impact holiday flights, officials are also warning of dicey road conditions and possible power outages in places. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
FlightAware says airlines delayed more than 7,000 flights Wednesday and canceled more than 500. More than 1,000 flights already canceled for Thursday. Some lawmakers in Ohio making an 11th-hour push to stop a voter ID bill from becoming law.
The Ohio legislature passed a bill to mandate government-issued photo IDs to vote, with State Association of Election Officials Aaron Ackerman and state Democrats urging Republican Governor Mike DeWine to veto the measure, saying that vote fraud is not a problem in Ohio.
We just don't think there's this huge urgency to change something that isn't broken.
Cincinnati Republican Bill Seitz backs voter ID, saying that most Ohioans support the measure that Republicans say would protect elections, and that
anyone who does not have a driver's license in Ohio can get a photo ID at the BMV free.
Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A House committee is urging the IRS to examine former President Trump's loans to his children. That request is part of the committee's examination of Trump's tax returns. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.